Well, we're just going to have to make sure that people can walk that bit of the street, even if we can't put any activities on there. Now, I must say, Andy, we've been told we've got to call it Fleetwood Festival of Transport. There's a lot of people out there that are very upset that the trams aren't going up and down the street anymore. Now, this is obviously a problem because the trams aren't actually going up and down the street at all now due to the fire. So we hope in the future we can get maybe a couple of heritage trams back on the footprint, even if we can't utilise the line due to the electricity. But it is just a really good family day out, and we do have other transport coming to the event and have always attempted to have further transport at the event. You'll be aware, old buses
yes,
are harder, harder to operate nowadays. So, you know, when you're trying to get an old bus to come out to Fleetwood and it's not doing moving all day, it isn't great for the drivers and the operators. So
it's the cost of keeping them on the road, really, isn't it?
It definitely is, yeah. Maintaining, there's no parts, are there? No. Who makes parts for these old buses now? You've really got to find them, haven't you? Yeah. So, you know, people have to realise that things have to evolve.
So in that respect then, I was going to say, evolve is the word. So what's it turned into ultimately? Because it's 41 years now, isn't it?
It is. So whilst it's not just transport, obviously we have fairground attractions for people. We have band stages. We're trying to get as much transport back as we can. The community groups that are involved are looking at doing a silent disco and a disco inside the Fleetwood Youth Hub. So what we're trying to do is just make it a really good family event, you know, people that everyone can come along to and enjoy something, every age.
And how vital is it to Fleetwood as the years go by, Rebecca, that the Fleetwood Festival of Transport, we'll get the name right, continues?
I think it's really vital for the community to have something to focus on. In Fleetwood we've had a lot of things happen, the fire, most recent thing being the fire. So really to give something positive to the town to focus on. And the creative industry is really, you know, burgeoning across the UK. So why should Fleetwood not be part of that? Why should we not be asking more creative people to come and live here and make our town a nicer and better place?
It's certainly been a focus for art over recent years, hasn't it? We've seen Spare Parts Festival as well taking part in the event.
Yeah, and Fleetwood Festival of Transport Community Interest Company has renamed itself as Fleetwood Arts Community Interest Company. We are trying to see what we can do. We're looking at further funding. We're trying to get more events. So we've joined with the Town Council and we've actually created Onward Events. This year there's a whole programme of events throughout the year where we did an Easter egg hunt. There's obviously the Festival of Transport. We do Donkey Derby, which I'm sure you might remember. You might not have come along, but you hopefully will this year, Andy, where we have people in donkey outfits racing down the promenade. There's the
that sounds great.
Yeah there's the fireworks. We're looking at doing a Winter Wonderland in the park this year, so we're actually trying to look at events that we can create for the town, and we're trying to see if we can create a program where we actually help people to get into more of the creative sector so that then they can take acts and events around the country from Fleetwood, so that then, you know, there's a way forward.
Okay, so the main thing now is to sort out what's happening with the street. When will you get a final word on what's going to happen?
Maybe the 17th of July. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of parties involved, aren't there? There's the owners of the building, there's the people who are doing the demolition, there's then be the scaffolders, there's the council. It is a lot to work around, and, you know, while the Festival of Transport will go ahead in some guise, and we will have to manage how we get people across that little part of the street, I just feel sorry for the market traders who are there, and the trams aren't coming up, people aren't coming to Fleetwood as much as they were. So, you know, we really got to make sure this goes ahead.